Our scripture for today is Psalms 105:24. The Lord made his people very fruitful. He made them too numerous for their foes.
Today's prayer. O Father, today I will think of all the ways that you've made me fruitful, and I will praise your holy name and always for your protection and your care. Amen. The thought for today. Just for today, think of all the ways that the Lord has prospered you.
Have you ever had someone stand by you through troubled times? Have you ever had someone that was at that moment better off than you, that reached out and touched you and helped you? I remember one time many years ago, I was in a position of having very little money and not a good job. And Sunday morning after church, I got into my Jeep and went to start it, and it wouldn't run. Didn't have the money for the parts, but a good friend of mine drove me over to a parts store to get parts to fix that thing. Today, stand by someone that's less fortunate than you are. There's a lot of people in this world. It won't be hard to find someone less fortunate than you.
Today's treasure can be found in the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verses 3 through 6, which reads, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made us accepted in the beloved."
I'm so blessed in that I have a wife that likes to read. Myself, I'm kind of like an old pastor. I like to read my Bible and once in a while some sermons, but I don't read a whole lot else. But my wife, she reads to me out of many books, and she once read me of a woman who had a vision of heaven. And what always struck me in her vision of heaven was that she was shown rooms that were full of blessings. These blessings took every form, from health to arms and legs to material blessings. And she asked the angel who was with her, "What is this?" And he said very simply, "These are blessings waiting to be poured out if only my children would ask." Sometimes we're not blessed because we don't believe and we won't ask.
Now for the last prayer posture. Prostrate, which means lying flat on your face or back. This shows God that you're in awe of him and you're desperate and hungry for him to come and be with you. The next time you seek God, try one of these new prayer postures. Ask him how he would like you to approach him. Then choose the position that fits. You'll be surprised and amazed at how God will meet you right where you are.